All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Just Hoop Talk with Justin Henry, Will Thompson, and today we are going over the Golden State Warriors and what is next for this team. Coming off of a bad season where we saw some injuries, we saw a little bit of the Warriors that we hadn't come to expect, you know, championship type. We're going to dive into this offseason for them and what to expect out of them coming next year. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in. To the next best thing, Justin Henry, Will Thompson.
Yeah, let's go. Y'all can talk that talk, but this is just hoop talk. Updates on the news, analysis, who's who, who gon' win, who gon' lose. Is it true? Is it true? This is just hoop talk. This is just hoop talk.
So the Golden State Warriors, the team we're used to seeing in the NBA Finals, was at the bottom of the league standings. They now have the number two overall pick. Will, man, this is a tough team to really gauge and talk about heading into next season because it's such a wild card. Yeah. What are some things you want to expect early on, first of all, regarding their current offseason situation?
Yeah, I think there's so much up in the air right now. You want to be able to predict things, but you don't know who's going to be there at the end of the day. I hope that I think they should trade the draft pick, go ahead and get another big, someone who can contribute at a high level. But when you think about them trading a draft pick and getting someone really good, they'll probably have to package someone with that. So I'm thinking like a guy like Andrew Wiggins might not be around, but I think someone like Andrew Wiggins could be an X factor for this team, man. If he's able to really, truly develop into who we think he can be, he could be pretty good, man, in a situation where he doesn't have to do a lot. Just go out and get buckets, dude. Like, with two of the best shooters in the world or possibly ever around you, like, he's in a good spot. So there's a lot that I like about this team. There's also a lot that could change at any moment at this point. So we'll see, man. There's still a lot up in the air.
Yeah, that number two pick is definitely a wild card because is it a pick that they really want? Or are they going to trade for a megastar? And you mean you hit it right on the head. We talked about it. Andrew Wiggins has the potential to really change this team, not just offensively but defensively as well. And I think it deserves seeing Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond all at the floor at the same time. But it does depend on who's available. And I think that they're hoping one of their guys drops to that number two pick. Or they can move him for a Karl-Anthony Towns, a Giannis Antetokounmpo, like getting that big name in there to complement them. Obviously, you got to move the pick at that point if you're able to keep the core group. What do you think about the return of Steph and Klay? Obviously, Klay's return has been documented. They were saying he could have came back towards the end of the season. Obviously, we didn't see the end of the season. And then Steph Curry played like two games before coronavirus, so the season ended for him as well.
Yeah.
Do you think we see the same Splash Brothers next season, or do you think we might have seen the best of them already?
Yeah, I think this time off is going to be great for them. Not only did they not play in the playoffs, but they didn't play throughout the entire coronavirus. They weren't involved in the bubble, so they've been sitting for a while, hopefully sitting, getting healthy, and working on those jump shots. And that's the biggest thing about those guys. They're not super athletic guys. They're not out there doing crazy things on the court. They're shooters, and guys can shoot for a very long time. So them being able to do what they do at their best, they should be able to just jump right back into it. They're shooters. Shooters shoot. I like them coming back next year and being just as lethal, if not more lethal, than they've ever been before. They got a chip on their shoulders. They got a lot to prove. Being able to do it without Kevin Durant, I'm really looking forward to them this year for sure.
Well, I think the biggest piece is what you just mentioned, that chip on her shoulder. Those guys had to sit and watch the bubble. They haven't played. Yeah. Klay hasn't played in over a year. Steph Curry's played, what, two, three games in a year. They're going to be coming back ready to play basketball. And as a team that's used to playing, you know, 100 games a year, not three or four, I expect the Warriors to be fully locked in and loaded, especially when it comes to shooting the basketball. And I think we're going to get a lot more of that MVP version of Steph Curry this coming season than we have seen in a while. The one wild card I think that everybody's kind of sitting on still you talk about Steph Curry, you know the coaching with Steve Kerr, you know what Klay Thompson's going to bring to the table, and any superstar that comes around obviously is going to be a heavy impact. But the key there for that team and the heart for that team has always been Draymond Green. And I think we saw a little bit of a dip in his play this last season.
Yep.
What are your thoughts overall on just Draymond Green? Because, you know, I kind of think that he's getting older. He doesn't have the same defensive lockdown capabilities that we're used to seeing. You think it's over, or you think he just needed the talent around him?
I think he needed a break, bro. I really do think that. I think if you look at the runs that they went on for the last, 5 years?
Yeah.
There's really only one guy that can do that, and that's LeBron. Like, outside of that, that takes a huge toll on players. And we definitely saw a lot of injuries from Draymond. We saw a lot of fatigue, especially with Steph and Klay out. They put a lot on his shoulders last year. And I think it was just too much for him. He's not that dude. He's not built for that. But if you get those guys back around him, get him some rest, let him get healthy, let him be that energy and that spark plug, you take the responsibility of scoring and running the offense out of his hands and let him do what he does best, I think we're going to see a revitalized and a much better version of Draymond Green this year, just off the strength of just being rested and taking a lot off of his shoulders.
Yeah, I hope so, because Draymond, obviously, as an Olympian, as a champion, we know the kind of heart that he has and what he brings to the table. Yeah. And the Warriors are playing their best when he's able to push the pace, distribute the ball, just play Draymond Green basketball. So we got to see what he has left in the tank, man. But this Warriors talk for me is really exciting. I think that there's a huge possibility that we see this team in at least the Western Conference Finals next year, possibly the NBA Finals, especially depending on if they make a huge move. Well, one more point before we go. Do you think this team can work with the trade, acquiring a Giannis, Karl Anthony Towns, another superstar, even like a LaMelo Ball superstar personality that kind of changes the direction of the team? Because you saw what happened when KD came in. They won, but they were fragile. They were broken. You think this team can handle another superstar?
Right. I think it has to be the right type of person and the right type of personality. You saw early on with KD, he was willing to take that not necessarily a backseat, but he was willing to just kind of fit into what they do. And I think after a while, it kind of took a toll on him. It started to kind of get into his head. He's not the man. He's not that dude anymore. And that's when we saw things fall apart. If someone comes over, they have to be willing to deal with that, because that's a lot, dude. It's a lot if you're someone like Giannis, who's back-to-back MVP, to now come to another team where it's always going to be Steph's team, bro. It doesn't matter who you are. Like, that's Steph's team. That's Steph's town. They love him there. Like, will one of those guys be willing to come over and take a little bit of a back seat? And it's got to be the right person. It has to be the right personality. So I don't know, man. Maybe the draft is the best way to go for them. I don't know. It's tough to say.
Yeah, especially because you talk about, especially if a Giannis comes over there, like when you're talking legacy, which is what, that kind of move for him coming to the Warriors is a legacy move, because it's all about the championships. But you see what they've done already to Kevin Durant, what they did to LeBron James. When a player goes and they get an asterisk ring or a cheap ring, a lot of times it devalues it in the eyes of the fans. Yeah. Obviously, that doesn't matter for the players. But for the fans, I kind of devalues them. And there's also a sense of Warriors culture there too. Yeah. And it's not the same type of, like, you know, I think the Heat culture is different, because it's like, if you come from a different team, you embrace the Heat culture. But the Warrior culture almost seems like Steph and Klay Splash Brothers were having fun playing basketball together with Draymond. Yeah. Everybody else is an outsider. It's your WWE. So you bring a Giannis in there, or somebody else who has a bigger personality, I don't know. It might throw a little wrench in the mix. You could be right that the draft is the best way to go. So who knows when it comes to this Warriors team. All I know, they're going to be back. The Warriors will be back for sure.
Yeah, they will.
So let us know. What do you guys think? You guys think the Warriors need to level up and trade for another big piece, another superstar? Or do you think that they're better off as is? You think that the number two pick is the way to go? And let us know who you think that they should take with that number two pick. Reminder, subscribe to Just Hoop Talk. Make sure you're subscribed. We need all the love we can get. We put out a good product out there, man, and try to deliver the news the best way we can for you fans. Just Hoop Talk. This is another edition in the books. Justin Henry, Will Thompson signing off. Peace out.
Peace.